item is a scheduled work session with possible reconsideration on House Bill 2937.
Mr. Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 2937.
Representative Shoffert moves the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 2937. Will the assistant call the roll, please?
Representative Boquist.
Excused.
Cowan.
Aye.
Representative Shoffert.
Aye.
Representative Scott.
Okay.
Chair Barkley.
Aye. I'm a yes. Okay. Representative Scott's a yes. Okay. Motion carries and the rules have been suspended.
Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2937 was went to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Shoffert moves we reconsider the vote by which House Bill 2937 was sent to the Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Yes. Representative Scott.
So bring me up to speed because I apparently am not. Why we're doing this.
Okay, Mr. Keller.
Thank you, sir. We'd received a request from a lobbyist, I'm trying to remember which one, I might remember off the top of my head, that there was no fiscal impact, so I requested the fiscal from the Department of Veterans Affairs to make sure that there was, in fact, no fiscal. I received a worksheet back, and the fiscal impact statement form states no fiscal impact. It was then requested that we bring the bill back and go ahead and send it to the floor and rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
So,
question?
Yes. So did we ask LFO?
LFO had sent out, prior to our meeting, a minimal impact statement.
And and so did we receive any other information from LFO?
No, sir.
Mr. Chair, I am very much in support of this bill, but I'm also, you know, I feel pretty strongly that we need to, as I have talked to several folks, of having thresholds on these, that a determination, and if in fact LFO sent that to us, I personally don't know or understand why we don't ask LFO if in fact there is one and request that, as I will make the formal request to you to do that, and then bring it back when we have all the information in front of us to do that. Rather than have, and I don't mean this wrong to any lobbyists, but you know, that we follow the procedure rather than let the lobbyist inform us, and then, as we had to do last week, I think it was, on the floor, send one back because it was turned out that LFO came up with a number, a substantial number, that indicated that we did have a fiscal, and in this meeting, kind of this same scenario, we were told that we did not. And so we ended up taking it back. And so I really just, does it harm if this bill takes another week to find out if it has a fiscal, to ensure either it does or it does not have a fiscal, and that then we have done the work that the committee is responsible to do and has that information before us?
Mr. Chair, yeah, thank you. I support this bill, too. Unless there's someone in the audience today that can come and satisfy everyone up here that supports this bill, I will agree with Representative Scott. I'm not in a hurry if somebody's uncomfortable.
I'm going to close the public hearing on, or the work session on House Bill 2937. Move on to the public hearing and possible work session on House Bill 3308.
I don't know. I just...
Mr. Warnock?
I'm Greg Warnock, Oregon War Veterans Association here in Salem, and we just wanted to give our public support of this particular bill.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. General Caldwell?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Brigadier General Mike Caldwell with the Oregon National Guard. We also, on the record, say that we support the bill.
Okay. And Mr. McDonald.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Matt McDonald, representing the United Veterans of Oregon. We think it's a good bill, except it left out the military reserves. In every place on that bill where you have National Guard, you should also have and reserve forces and reservists, because the reserves do the same job as the National Guard. They're home soldiers. They've been activated. They go overseas. They come back just like the Guard, and the reserves should be included in this bill.
Okay. Are there any questions for Mr. McDonald? Hey, thank you. Is he here or just...
No, that was just something we received.
Okay. Okay, and I understand there's to be some amendments on that bill there that will be forthcoming in the future. So I will close the public
hearing.
Yes.
Again, for the record,
Brigadier General Mike Caldwell, Deputy Director, Oregon Military Department. And I would tell you that if it comes back with reserve in there, then we would be opposed to it. And I'm going to tell you why. The bill actually, and it's a policy decision that needs to be decided upon by this body and the legislature as a whole. What this bill actually does is help the National Guard sustain itself, and we work for the governor. The reserve does not. The reserve works for the President of the United States and through the Federal Chain of Command. We're under Title 32, which means we're paid by the feds, but we're under the command of the governor. And that's fine if the state chooses to have every veteran, anybody that carries an ID card, do that. I would say fine. I mean, that's a veteran's issue. This is not. This is about sustaining the ranks of the Oregon Guard who work for the governor, unlike the reserve. So I want to make sure that's clear in your mind before. And again, if it wants to be a veteran's issue and a veteran's benefit, so be it. I'm not opposed to that. But this isn't what this was intended to do.
Okay. Thank you, General. Okay, close the public hearing on 3308. And open a public hearing on House Joint Memorial 19. Mr. Warnock.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Greg Warnock, Oregon War Veterans Association. I have written testimony that I provided today, so I won't read from that, but I just wanted to give a personal testimony that this is something that we're trying to accomplish through Congress. This committee has had several comments back to us saying that Congress really needs to fix some of these things for our troops, and the state of Oregon has been involved in too many things that the federal government should be more responsible for. This is our attempt to apply a little bit of pressure to Congress to open up the rules a little bit, to allow comfort items donated by charitable organizations for the troops to be delivered via military flights when there's space available, when there's real space available, or to allow the contracted civilian flights that are paid for by the government to ship those items. Evergreen Aviation is a good example. During the Christmas holiday, we discovered that there were 45 pallets of items donated by charitable organizations and corporations, private individuals, sitting in a warehouse in Portland that were not delivered because there was no funding made available to deliver those products to our troops in Afghanistan. So we, along with other charities, raised the funds and got those items transported properly and delivered on time. But The real solution would have been to allow Evergreen Aviation, who was supportive of the project, to pick the supplies up and deliver them directly. They were willing to do that, but Congress prohibits them from doing that. If the government pays for the contracted flight, then they cannot use or they cannot ship items that are donated for the troops. If the items were school supplies for the Afghani children, then they can take those items. But if it's for the troop benefit, even a comfort item benefit, they're prohibited from shipping those products. So we're asking Congress to change that rule. We're working with Congresswoman Hooley on that. And this memorial will help provide a little bit of emphasis as she produces that bill.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions?
Thank you.
General Caldwell.
Mr. Chairman, Committee for the Record, Brigadier General Mike Caldwell, Deputy Director of the Military Department. We fully support this effort. I think Mr. Warnock explained it very well. There's nothing I can add other than we appreciate your support and happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions? Okay, seeing none. Thank you, General. And I'm going to close the public hearing on House Joint Memorial 19. What my plans are is to work this probably on Thursday. We're waiting for an amendment to add to this. Representative Nelson had worked on something else last year, and we're going to just join those two together. Okay, and open a public hearing on House Joint Resolution 23. You want to go ahead, Representative? Go ahead, Nelson.
Thank you. House Joint Memorial 23 proposes an amendment to the Oregon Constitution dedicating a portion of the net proceeds of the state lottery for services for Oregon veterans. Refers the proposed amendment to the people for their approval or rejection at special election held on the same date as the next primary election. This bill has a subsequent referral to elections, ethics, and rules.
Representative Wilkerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I actually sponsored this last session and this session on behalf of a handful of county commissioners. Last session it was House Joint Resolution 34, I believe, which actually didn't move at the end of the session. The intent behind it, and I think I would ask that we put this off, but tell county commissioners can come and represent themselves. The intent behind it was to establish a permanent funding source primarily for the county veteran service officers and some veterans funding along that line. But I think that if we put this off the schedule, and I ask you to do so for the time being, Mr. Chair, and we'll get the county commissioners to come in and explain their position.
Okay. Is Kevin O'Reilly?
No, I'm not logging in. We're just trying to find a permit source last time, and we're moving out of the house.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, my name is Kevin O'Reilly. I'm here representing the Oregon Paralyzed Veterans of America, and I would just as soon wait until the county representatives can come in and speak on their behalf of this bill.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from the committee? Okay, Representative Boquist, who's the sponsor, asks that we hold this up and work it at a later date. No further thing. I'll close the public hearing on HJR 23. Is there any other business before the committee?
Well, they did last time.
Sure, you might want to announce.
Oh, we have a trip scheduled on April 26th to go up to Hillsborough. The committee will meet up in Hillsborough at 2 p.m., ending at 5 p.m. And we'll announce the information, and that's make the public announcement of that as well. We'll be discussing Veterans Affairs up there. We're working on the exact agenda, but I believe we'll be taking a look at veterans' health care. It's going to be the primary event.
Sir, where's the location?
It's, what's the name of the place?
It's in the Civic Center.
It's the Civic Center, which is at 150 East Main Street.
Thank you.
In Hillsborough. And that's on Thursday, April 26th. No further business before the committee. Meeting is adjourned.